you're watching HRTV, and my dear guest for today is Jochen Bessemans. Jochen, you're the community manager for the HR Tech Valley.
Yeah.
And one of your products is Talento, which we had a great chance to speak with Ben Graven. Mm-hmm. What are the other products, or what is the main goal of HR Tech to say in general?
Well, HR Tech Valley is what we call an open innovation community of HR Tech companies. Talento is one of them. There are at this moment eight other. What we claim, well, we want to have as many companies in HR as possible to combine their knowledge, to combine their know-how, to see if there can be synergy. Because if you've been talking to Ben, well, he must have mentioned that what's important in the evolution of HR technology is that instead of those big systems that you had over the last 15, 20 years, we're now evolving to much smaller feature systems which solve a particular problem of HR. And well, they have to combine the know-how, they have to combine their forces, because HR has different problems that they want to solve, and each company solves one. So by combining them, we want to provide solutions for HR in general.
In the Czech Republic, we use the word, maybe it's not in the Czech Republic, the word of Uberization.
Yeah.
Is it something that we can expect also in the HR industry?
Well, it's happening already. I've been talking to people coming from different backgrounds, but mostly non-HR. So what you see is that they have different views, and they have seen a problem that they want to tackle, and they tackle it with an entirely different thinking of normal HR people. What they need at this moment is to understand HR. And that combination, I think, is setting worldwide at this moment. So once that mixture gets composed, things will be happening.
What shall we expect in the oncoming years from HR Tech Valley? What kind of products or what kind of platforms shall we expect to come through?
HR Tech Valley as such will not have a product. HR Tech Valley is a non-profit organization. What we want to do is bring these HR Tech companies together with each other, but also with HR and with career owners. People take their career into their own hands. What you might expect, or what you should expect, is that these companies will start finding each other, and they will come with solutions that you can't even imagine at this moment. Over the last couple of years, there have been numerous reports saying that by 2030, one third of jobs will disappear. And if you look at the type of jobs that are mentioned then, it's mostly things like accounting, blue collar workers, and so on and so forth. But HR isn't on those lists, and it should be, because it was only last week that I saw a product which, well, if you think of HR, you think of people talking to people, and that's something that machines will never replace. DARPA, US defense money, has been invested in a psychologist, a virtual psychologist, that interacts with people on a distance to treat people with post-traumatic stress disorder. So that's a psychologist being replaced by AI. If that can happen, then things will start happening in HR Tech as well, and in HR. I've seen an Israeli company who's already producing a virtual recruiter doing job interviews without a human interface. So things are going to speed up over the next couple of years, and I can't see into the future, but I'm pretty sure things will change, especially for recruiters, and that's just the first stone down the drain. Yeah.
Imagine yourself being an HR person in the company. What shall you do in order to improve your expertise and in order to adjust yourself to the technologies that we can expect in the 5-6 years?
Well, I would keep an eye out on technologies that are evolving and see what my people need. People in my company, the people I try to reach to work for my company, because that's where your added value will be. Technology will become intelligent, but you need people to use the technology and to see where it can be of best value. And that's where the added value of HR will be. Be a people's person. You're in human resources. But how often do you get to be on the floor at this moment? How often do you interact with people? If I'm asking you as an HR, you will say, well, 10-20% of my time. If I walk around your company, what will they say? I've done that, and most people are disappointed because they don't see HR, and that's where you need to be as HR. So if I was an HR at this moment, That would be where my focus would be. Talk to them, see what they need, and see how we can provide with tech, enabling us to have a better working relationship with the people we're working with.
And if I understand it correctly, the HR people also should be the ones who will open the door to the new technologies, because they are the service organization, usually considered to be a service organization for the managers, and the managers usually don't want to bother much with recruitment or performance management or benefits. Mm-hmm. They want the HR to come with the new technologies and to show the companies how they can save money or do the process more efficiently. Yeah. So the HR people also should educate themselves.
They should. Because if they don't do it, and if they don't open the door, people push the door open. It's the same with smartphones and all the technology. It's the same with booking a hotel. You go on TripAdvisor. You rate the hotel. You don't go to a travel agency anymore. So people will use that. If you don't open the door, they will force it open.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the only difference which I understand is that most of the open projects like Uber and others are more to B2C, business to customers. Mm-hmm. HR is more B2B, because usually HR deals with the customers in, for example, recruitment, where they try to address the general market and the people, more people. But more HR is aimed to inside of the organization, because except of recruitment, the processes are aimed on the internal customer or on the people who are already employed. Don't you see that this is maybe the difference which may slow down this process, or which may make it a little bit different at the end?
Well, over the last couple of years on a number of social media, you saw this guy doing a presentation, and there is this big slide in black with a few white letters on it saying, it's no more about B2B or B2C, it's about H2H, human to human. Mm-hmm. And everything is human to human. And if you say HR is in B2B, well, the people you're talking to are becoming consumers more and more, even during office hours. They never stop to be consumers. So it's also B2C. And if you don't focus on that consumer, then you won't be selling your product, which is your HR services.
Mm-hmm. So you think that the change may be even bigger than we expect now, because it's a really huge change, because if we were sitting here 5 years ago, mm-hmm. most of the things that are spoken about at this conference, the people wouldn't even like to open this topic, because they would consider it to be an internal issue of the company. And do you think this will change also? Because what we see on the platforms is that many things that used to be, I would say, private, they are now open. And with the social media and not only our privacy, but also the companies will need to open more to the public in order maybe to attract new people, to recruit new people, but also to build awareness of their brand and to get more customers, and maybe even to show that they are open organization and more attractive to the people. Is it true?
Well, I think transparency, if you look worldwide, everybody's looking for transparency. And, well, it would be foolish to think that companies and HR would skip that dance. No, you have to be transparent about everything you do. You don't have another option.
Mm-hmm. Johan, one more question. If you maybe you're the evangelist of the HR Tech Valley. If you should foresee what's going to happen maybe in a longer period, where will be the companies in 10-year period? Where will there be any such a thing as an HR? Or do you think that the managers maybe will be responsible for most of the activities? Or where do you see that the companies may come in this longer period?
Well, I think it's a very valid question, and the question is HR needed? The HR of this moment, it will be obsolete in the next 5 years. That's for certain. Will there be some form of HR needed? Yeah. You will need to have people who help people interact, who will help people in their relationship within a company. But if you imagine that the way we work will change, times have changed already, that you started working when at 20 for a certain company and left at 65. We're now doing, I don't know, every 2 or 3 years a different company. And I think that we will evolve towards working for different companies at the same time.
which is already happening now.
Which is already happening. Yes. And at this moment, it's mostly freelancers and what they call the gig economy. But I foresee a future where there, even people working for an organization will not just work for that organization, but will be licensed, shared to others. So if you have that kind of mobility, then you will need people facilitating that mobility. And that's where HR has a role to play in the future, I think.
Johan, thank you very much. It was very interesting to chat with you today, and wish you and HR Tech Valley good luck and the best future there can be. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
okay. Thank you. Bye.